In a research laboratory at Houston's MD Anderson Cancer Clinic, Bharat Agarwal has been studying the medicinal use of spices like the turmeric he grew up eating in his native India.
These spices have been shown day in and day out again as a meat preservative. Okay, and these spices are antifungal, antibacterial, antiviral.
Much of his research focuses on curcumin, a natural substance used to make turmeric, a chief ingredient in curry sauces, which has been shown to be effective in reducing cancerous tumors. While some doctors scoffed at the notion of using a spice to treat cancer, Agarwal persisted, and now he says other researchers are also showing good results.
There is at least half a dozen clinical trials appeared last year alone on curcumin, where as little as 100 milligram is enough to down-modulate all the inflammatory biomarkers. In the people, we are not talking about rat or mice or anything.
But Agarwal is the first to say that neither curcumin nor any other food provides a magic bullet to stop cancer. He advocates moderation in diet and lifestyle and the consumption of a variety of natural foods.
It is believed there are 800 different kind of food items out there. 800. An average American eats no more than 10. So variety is the name of the game.
We really are, not a fan of blue cheese.
That's the same approach being taken by Atlanta chef Hans Ruffert, who demonstrated his salad-making skills at a recent cancer survivorship conference here in Houston. Ruffert is a big believer in using fresh ingredients and borrowing from every type of cuisine there is.
I think any good chef is constantly learning about different cultures, different cuisines, and you sort of take the best of each one.
But Ruffert is especially interested in healthy eating because he, too, is a cancer survivor, having lost his stomach and part of his esophagus to the disease. He acknowledges the irony, but he says that also gives his message more impact.
I know what radiation is like. I know what chemo is like. I know what surgeries are like. And so when I'm up there and talking about how these foods benefit you, I'm not reading from some book. To know that is to live that, and I have lived that.
Bharat Agarwal thinks investigating the chemicals in foods and spices will do more to prevent cancer than expensive research on genetic links.
These genes are going to be with us no matter what. So we are not going to be able to fix those. Okay, but that's where all the money is going into.
Agarwal notes that spices like curcumin have long been known to promote health.
But the natural compound is working very well. And it has been used for thousands of years. And it is very inexpensive.
And expense is an important consideration as the United States faces budgetary struggles and an aging population of so-called baby boomers who are going to need more medical care in the years ahead. Greg Plakis, VOA News, Houston. So by eating